Hi, my name is Isaiah Hardy and welcome to the Vessel Podcast, where we look to inspire, create, and motivate you to have a blessed day. This whole week, I have been searching for the words or the story or the encouragement. Every time I get on this podcast, I always ask God to give me the story, to give me the words, to give me the motivation, to give me whatever he needs to give me so that I may give it to you. Help me to be his vessel. And oftentimes I get it within the first few days, but I didn't get it right away this time. Throughout this week, I have had some things happen where I have had to completely, unequivocally trust God in his presence. I've had to find myself in God. I've had to study his word more than once. My faith has been demanding an evolution, an elevation, recognition of who God is properly. And maybe that doesn't make sense to many people, or maybe that does make sense to you. Either way, God has called me to get closer to him, which I am more than happy to do. Because when I'm close to God, I am better, stronger, I'm faster, I'm kinder, I'm wiser, because I know who the Lord is. And as I've been getting closer to God, and as I've been listening to his word, and as I've been diving deeper into my spirituality, I think the lesson that I was meant to pass on was the fact that we as human beings cannot forget God and forget who he is. I know not everybody who listens to this podcast is a Christian. Maybe there are some people who just heard it through word of mouth. Maybe there are some people I actually know who listen to it and listen to it because I'm on it. Either way, I appreciate the listens, but that's not what this is about. I genuinely believe that God wants me to tell you, my good listener, not to forget about him. If you are saved, if you believe that God is real and that Jesus is real, and you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, the Lord wants to remind you that no matter what darkness that is going through you right now or is going on, no matter who left you, no matter who abandoned you, no matter what job you get or did not get, no matter what is happening, do not forget that God is in control of it all. Faith is seeing light with your heart when all your eyes see is darkness. And that faith is God. That is seeing God inside of you, even though the darkness surrounds you, knowing that he is there no matter what happens. And you need to remember that if God got you this far, he will not leave you nor forsake you. I say that all the time, but I don't think people really understand what that means. When I say leave nor forsake, that means even in your presence, God is there. God has never left you in your physical body or even in your spiritual body. He is right there. He's omnipresent. That means he is everywhere all at once. So he has never left you. Then forsake you means to leave you in the emotional space. Those dark moments, those sad moments, those angry moments. God has not left you within that space either. He's right there for you. But I think sometimes we get caught up in what did not go right, caught up in what we did not receive, caught up in who left us or who rejected us or how we're going to get this person to like us or how we're going to get this job. And we get caught up in all this chaos and forget that Almighty God is right beside us this whole entire time. He's right there waiting patiently, hoping that you remember him, hoping that you remember the love he has for you, hoping that you remember the power that he has in his hands. Don't forget who God is. And for those who do not believe in Christ, I think this is a moment where God wants me to address that. We live in a world where everything is acceptable, practically. Murder, deception, secrecy, adultery, you name it, it's been done. And it's gotten to the point where if you get on the 5 o'clock news and you hear of a tragedy, you don't even bat an eye because it's practically normalized now. And that's what it kind of feels like sometimes when we don't have God in our lives. I was not always saved in having a relationship with him. And in that darkness, it didn't feel like darkness. It just felt like life. You know, I go through problems, I go through issues, and I try to figure it out on my own. And a lot of times I was walking blind. In fact, all the time I was walking blind because I did not have the light within me. I did not have God in me. And maybe that's you. Maybe you're walking around blind and you don't even recognize it. Or maybe you know God is out there, but you don't want to accept that He is all. And to those people that are walking blind and to those people who don't want to accept who God is, I'll say this. It is better for you to believe that God is and to walk with Him as your partner than it is to doubt who He is and to walk alone. Life was not meant for us to walk alone, especially without the Heavenly Creator, because there is an enemy. There is a demonic power at work trying to squander your joy, your peace, your understanding, your morality, your character. The devil is real, and God is real. And whether or not you believe that or not, it does not matter. It does not change that gravity exists. It does not change that water is real. It does not change facts, is what I'm saying. For those of you who do not believe in Christ, I encourage you to find Him. I encourage you to trust Him. I encourage you to sincerely look for God in everything that you do. Because I can guarantee you that this life without Him is hard. And yeah, some of you are thinking, or some of you may be thinking, well, my life is pretty chill without God. I've been pretty good. I have a good steady paycheck. I have a good relationship, great family, great kids, whatever, whatever. It's all great and rainbows. Why do I need God in that greatness? I remember watching a movie one time, and there was this scene where there was this businessman. He was like big wigs, you know, billionaire, whatever. He was talking to his mom who had Alzheimer's, and, you know, his mom was a Christian and he wasn't. And he was talking to his mother and he said, yo, listen, I don't understand you. You put your faith in this God who's put you here. You gave to the poor. You gave to the homeless. You gave to the church. You gave everything and you were kind and gentle and sweet. And now look at you. Can't even remember your name. Can't even remember who you are. And God has left you. Why should I follow Him? Why should I even give my life over to Him? I got money. I got women up to wazoo. Everybody knows my name, what have you. And the reason why he was talking like that is because his mom was apparently far gone to where she couldn't recognize anything. And he was just talking to her almost like you would talk to a wall because she was at that space. And then out of nowhere, she said, sometimes without God, it's like being in a jail cell, but you don't recognize that it's a jail cell. You recognize the glitz and the glamour, the fame, the fortune, the power, the love, the sex, the drama of success, per se. And the jail cell is wide open. You could leave anytime you want, but why would you leave if it's so comfortable? And then throughout life, without God, you continue to miss the fact that you're in a jail cell. And inevitably, when life is over, that door is going to shut. And then you'll recognize that you've been in a jail cell this whole time. And the worst part is, you'll recognize that you were in a jail cell that you could have left. I encourage my non-believers out there to find Jesus. Jesus is real. And I know there are some dark places, and I know there are questions that you want to ask, like, if God is so good, then why would He allow this to happen? If God is this, then why this and all that? But ultimately, doesn't matter why He allowed it to happen. What matters is that because of Him, you can get through this. I know some of y'all may be in pain. Some of y'all may be hurting. Some of y'all may be mistrusting because of the trauma that has happened to you. But I promise you, whether you believe or you do not, I promise you that God sees you. I promise you that He will never leave you nor forsake you. And I'm asking you, whether you believe or whether you don't, do not forget who God is. To find Him. And if you want to find God, if you genuinely are like, all right, Isaiah, I know I've been misguided and I need to search for Jesus and I don't know how, just say a simple prayer, you know, just be like, Lord, listen, I need you. Please forgive me for my sins. Please forgive me for my actions. I know Jesus is real and I accept Him as my Lord and Savior. I'm asking that you change my life around, and as I give my life to you, that you make me better, that you make me stronger, and you watch what God does through your life. But ultimately, you need to remember one thing, that he is always there. His power is unlike any force, any money, any politician, anybody you have ever seen or witnessed. His love is greater than any form of mother, father, brother, sister, lover, child than you can ever receive. He can give you a joy that no Kevin Hart can ever give you. But in order to receive that, you must first remember and acknowledge that God is real and not forget his presence. And for my believers out there who are struggling in your faith, just remember that faith is seeing light with your heart when all your eyes see is darkness. It's seeing the things that are not in front of you. You can't physically see God, but you see him through action, through love, and through heart. Please don't forget who God is. This has been the Vessel Podcast, and I appreciate y'all. Peace.